by the way. By the way, when I meet the preacher, I'm gonna say with a whole lot of feeling, yes sir, he's my baby Lord. And no sir, don't mean maybe, yes sir, that's my baby now.
What an honor it is to have in my studio today Ron McFadden, the son of Ruth Brown, and Damian Williams, nephew and chairman of the Ruth Brown Foundation. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Happy to be here.
I'm so happy to have you here. And welcome to the Mile High City, let me say that. Because you say you've been here once before, but you didn't get a chance to check out the city, right?
Right.
But you will be doing that this visit, right?
Yes,
absolutely.
Okay, very good. Well, let's start with you, Ron. So how did you hear about the musical Ms. Rhythm?
Damon actually contacted me and said, you've got to see this tape that they sent to us, video. And I'm looking at it and I'm watching David and Cheryl do this little presentation they did. And it was amazing. I'm just sitting there going, I'm watching my mom's life
right.
from the book. And I said, this is, I've got to talk to these people. And
excellent.
And, you know, and we went from there. So the first contact, Damon, they contacted Damon and he reached out.
That's great. That's great. Well, I believe Miss Brown really enjoyed Colorado. I'll tell you why. Because she performed here in many clubs on the Five Points during the 50s and 60s. And then she also performed at the Red Rocks Amphitheater during her tour with Bonnie Raitt in 1995. And I just had a question. How do you feel about Ruth's story being portrayed in a musical to the Denver audience?
I mean, I think it's amazing. I think first thing, we want to thank Denver.
Absolutely.
We want to thank DCPA for putting this show and bringing it to the stage. And from our understanding, what we've seen in the press, the response has been amazing and overwhelming. And so it's just a fabulous thing to say. I think Ruth Brown's story is one of an important story that needs to get told. It doesn't has not been told like in Aretha or Etta James and other who are all her peers. And so for you guys to really be the first ones to bring it to the stage, we are just very grateful and thankful
very
for that.
Grateful, yeah.
It's wonderful.
It's more than just music. It's her life story.
It is.
Relates to people.
That is. All right. Well, I saw, let me ask you another question. I know there's a book entitled Miss Rhythm, the autobiography of Ruth Brown. Now that people know and want to know more about Miss Brown, what plans do you have, if any?
We've been working, talking to people about a movie and biographies. She's in a lot of different biographies, that Rhythm, Those Blues, and the strike, you know, the SAG strike and things like that put things on hold. But we're trying to get the story continued to be told, especially like with David and Cheryl and the things they're doing here in Denver. We want it to be told as and experienced by as many people as possible.
That's wonderful, and it should be. It should be. Well, I want you to know that I saw it with David Nails and Cheryl McCallum and truly, truly enjoyed it, okay? And I've seen it into the full production that it is now. I know it's receiving rave reviews at the Garner Galleria Theater at the Denver Center for Performing Arts, also known as DCPA. And I thought it was, without saying so much, I thought it was wonderfully enlightening and musically entertaining. I would love to hear your thoughts on it after you get to see it this evening.
Just from the video I've heard, she captured my mom's essence so much, you know, the way she told the story and sang, and when the way they put it together, that the songs expressed the part of life that was being told about. It was just, I was captured, and I was like, they're excellent. I can't wait. I can't wait.
What was one of the best shows you got to go see your mom perform?
Red Rock was one of them.
Red Rock, you were here, huh?
Yeah, I was here with Bonnie. Yeah, Charles Brown. And my mom kind of did the shows the same way every time. It didn't matter if there was 10,000 or 10. She gave the same show, and the response from the audience and her talking and things, she was just, that was just who she was.
Right. She gave it her heart. She gave it her heart and soul. That's wonderful. Speaking of Charles Brown, today is his birthday. He was born today.
All right.
And I played a song earlier. Yeah. played a song earlier about Charles Brown. Well, that's wonderful. Gentlemen, what would you like to say about the foundation?
Okay.
How did you come to be a part of this?
So just so everybody knows, Ruth Brown started a foundation called the Rhythm and Blues Foundation, which was to help recording artists, black recording artists that never received any royalties in the 40s, 50s, and 60s from the record labels. And so we've done our best to keep that organization alive. Even to this day, we are still helping artists. We've done moves to the 60s, 70s, and 80s. But the bottom line is a lot of artists that we all know and love that are in need. And the foundation was put in place to support it. And foundation is supported by Universal Music Group, Warner Music Group, and Barry Gordy, the founder of Motown Records, also has a fund in there to honor and celebrate and help honor artists that need assistance. So it's a great thing. Ruth was very passionate about making sure that everyone from the community was taken care of, if in need. And so me and Ron are just happy to keep it going.
Yeah,
that's beautiful. That's beautiful. And I understand that you have recognized over 150 legendary artists whose lifelong contributions of instrumental development of the Rhythm and Blues Foundation.
Yeah, the Rhythm and Blues Foundation gives an award called the Pioneer Awards. We have had people as great as Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, Frankie Beverly, et cetera, receive this award. And so when the foundation was really, really humming in the late 80s, early 90s, it was like the thing for the rhythm and blues community. So we have a lot of footage and stuff like that that we're going to be making available. And I should mention, we're planning to reissue the book as a digital book and also as an audio book so more people can enjoy it. But, you know, at that time, I mean, now we have a lot of different award shows. But back in those days, a lot of artists were not recognized.
True.
Frankie Beverly, who's one of the most beloved rhythm and blues artists in the world, he is on record saying the first time he was really ever honored was when he got his Pioneer Award from the Rhythm and Blues Foundation. So there's a need for it, and again, we just try to keep it going.
That's amazing. Well, thank you for fulfilling that need for so many musicians out there, musicians, composers, songwriters. I understand you cover a wide spectrum.
Well, it was just her personality. When she initially went through the legal things to get her business straight, once that was done with her and her lawyer, Howell Beagle, when they fought for that.
And that was years.
Years. It could have ended there. She got hers and she's okay, but that wasn't who she was. She wanted to go back and get it to everybody. And so that's what she fought for, so that she wasn't the only one that made whole, if that's what you want to call it, but to get the respect and what was due them.
Well, there's nothing on the TV you haven't seen before. Just that old golf game, and I think you know the score. How about it, baby? Have you got time for me? A little R and R.